Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome into a Thursday night edition of The Lake Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. My name is Chris Tubbs. I am in studio. Henry Lake was planning on doing the show from Target Field because he had an event at Target Field with our favorite Home Nine, but needless to say, the internet went down. So Henry Lake is en route or en route to the studio here, and he should be here probably and hopefully in the next 15 to 20 minutes. We got a lot of fun things planned for you tonight. We're going to talk World Junior Championships with Andrea Graham coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. Apparently, Minnesota Vikings have kicked off their training camp. Matthew Collar from Purple Insider, he will join us coming up at in about an hour. Towards the end of this hour, wrestling legend, former AWA star and WWF star, Minnesota's own Jumpin' Jim Brunzell will join us to talk about the career and the legacy of, as of this morning, the late Hulk Hogan. But I'm going to kick off the show by something that we were going to discuss, and we'll get into it maybe a little bit deeper in the show, but the Minnesota Twins are at a crossroads after their series against the Colorado Rockies and the LA Dodgers, where you played awful in the first two games against the Rockies. You took the last game of the series. You had a chance yesterday to take the second game of that series, win two out of those three against the LA Dodgers. And I heard Glenn Perkins talking on the broadcast yesterday with John Vitas. What do the Minnesota Twins do at this point? Are the Twins buyers? Are they sellers? The impression I got from Glenn Perkins was that it almost sounds like he thought they might be sellers at the deadline. I don't know if I want them to be buyers or sellers. I want them to, and I know Twins fans are going to hate this as standing pat, because you got the ownership situation. I don't know if you really got a full good gauge of what was going on with this team in terms of the games that they lost. Do we chalk it up to bad luck yesterday with Griffin Jacks and not getting that call with Mookie Betts? I don't know. But the trade deadline is coming up, and there are three names that are being bantered around: Johan Duran, Griffin Jacks, and Joe Ryan. And trading Joe Ryan would be an absolutely awful move. It would be, I don't want to say disastrous, but when you've got somebody like Joe Ryan, who is a young ace in the making, and I will make the argument that Joe Ryan has the best stuff on the staff. Pablo Lopez is quote unquote the ace. But when you need somebody to step up and be the stopper, be the slump buster, there's one guy with Pablo Lopez out that you need to rely on, and that is Joe Ryan. He's under team control, a very relatively manageable salary for Joe Ryan. So I think if you're talking about moving somebody, Joe Ryan at this point is the exact player that the Minnesota Twins would want to keep, if nothing else, because you do have the limbo with the ownership, and you've got somebody that is under team control. He's not a free agent until 2028 when he is an unrestricted free agent, making $3 million a year. He's got arbitration eligible in the next 2 years. He could not, you could keep him until he hits free agency at the age of 32. Here is the big problem I have when it comes to the trade deadline. And we all love to say buy, sell, what are we going to get? Who are we going to sell? What is the package that you are going to get for said players? I compare all of this to a Family Guy episode where Peter Griffin has a boat and he is asked, do you want to trade your boat for this box? We don't know what's in the box, but do you want to trade your boat for a box? He's like, yeah, because there might be anything in there, even a boat. Here's the thing. If you already have somebody like Joe Ryan right now under team control, who is having an all-star caliber year, if you really want to trade him, are you going to get value back for Joe Ryan? Now, he might be the number one arm that's on the market right now. But if you're asking for two top 100 prospects for either one of your premier relievers, it's not about the package that you're going to get, which I don't think you would get fair value for Joe Ryan. It's about what do you do to replace Joe Ryan when he's gone? Because if you're asking, well, we want to get somebody that maybe could, you know, give us the sort of production that Joe Ryan is giving us, well, then you've already got it. Why would you take the risk in trading Joe Ryan for a prospect that might be as good as he is right now? And we are so caught up in, we want this prospect. Prospects are essentially draft picks. And when you're talking about major league caliber talent, you're not going to get very many major league caliber talent in the same realm as what you're getting from Joe Ryan. Very, very seldom. When we go back to the trade with Luis Arraez and Pablo Lopez, very seldom do you get a trade that works out between one team and another where it is a win-win. It is a very dangerous game to be playing if you're the Minnesota Twins. You can look at, if you're going to sell off some of your minor parts, guys that are free agents, then yeah, maybe that's something you can deal with. But when you're talking about somebody with the two words that owners love to hear, the two words, team control, affordable salary, production, I just don't see any logical reason right now with the Minnesota Twins why they would even entertain trading away Joe Ryan. That being said, I'm not the host of the show. My name isn't on it. Ladies and gentlemen, the very dapper Henry Lake coming in. You look good, man. You don't even look like you broke a sweat.
I broke a sweat. I'm bald headed. You can't see the glisten at the top.
Oh, you're glistening. Yes, you're glistening.
Because I wiped it off, but I was at an event for the Minnesota Twins, and I wanted to start Twins because I was going to broadcast from Target Field, but technology, with the mercy of technology, sometimes it doesn't work.
Well, I don't think anybody got off the phone to get the internet on.
But thank you for filling the time because you stole some of my thunder because that's where I was going to start. Because these conversations about buyers, sellers, we get that. It's going to run rampant all across Major League Baseball. But what I'm not going to entertain, at least for me, is thoughts of parting ways with Joe Ryan, who you just touched on it. Arbitration 2 and 3 coming up. You've got team control over him. And I am not a fan of blowing something up to try to get, like, why are you parting ways with top-end talent to try to do what? Go get top-end talent? Like, Joe Ryan's here. He's a hell of a pitcher. He's actually, I think, a better pitcher than what most Twins fans acknowledge. He is a rising star in Major League Baseball and, by the way, is an all-star. So why would you want, of all the people and names, why would that be the guy that people would want in trade talks? I'm not for it. And look, it wasn't something that I asked Derek Falvey. I was just at an event at Target Field. The event's still going on right now. Derek Falvey, I was moderating a panel. Derek Falvey was on it. We weren't talking baseball, though. But I would probably ask that question of Derek Falvey in private. I'd be like, hey, are you getting calls from teams around the league about Joe Ryan? Let me say this. I didn't get into specific players, but I know for a fact that there's been conversation around the league about trade possibilities. I do not want Joe Ryan to be part of that. I'd love to get people's reaction, though. 651-461-9226. Because I'm with Chris. I am not a buyer. I am not a seller. In my opinion, that's not what I want the Twins to be. I want the Twins to just play better baseball with what they got right now as opposed to parting with pieces, and most notably Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan's one of the last people I want to see exit the building. That just does not – he's too good of a pitcher. Mm-hmm. And let me say this right now. Joe Ryan's not in his prime yet. I think that there's another level for Joe Ryan to unlock, and he hasn't gotten that yet.
No, he hasn't. I mean, when you've got team control and he's not going to be an unrestricted free agent until he hits the age of 32, it's team control. It's a manageable salary. These are all things that we hear are the buzzwords for the Twins when they're looking at how do they want to construct their roster. And it is a total crapshoot, Henry, when we're talking about prospects. You might get somebody that might be a superstar, but you could end up, you know, selling for pennies on the dollar like we did with Johan Santana. I mean, no disrespect to Carlos Gomez, but you did not get fair value out of that trade for Johan Santana. You only have a trade ship, in my opinion, Henry, you only have a trade ship like this that comes along every so often. Like, if there's one guy that's on everybody's radar, it's a good young stud pitcher, somebody that's an all-star. If you're not getting a top prospect, a package of top prospects, and I'm talking top five prospects, and I'm talking multiple, then I'm not even listening. Too much of a risk.
651-461-9226. Your thoughts, your opinions. I've arrived. The Lake Show has begun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Joe Ryan moving on? No. I'm not entertaining that. 651-461-9226. I would like for one person to make the rational argument as to why we should part with Joe Ryan. And the other thing about this conversation, Chris, is we talk about making trades and making good ones, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm not sure what a good trade, getting Joe Ryan out of Minnesota, what that even looks like, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't either.
For a guy that you have 2 years of control yes. over before he even gets to unrestricted free agency, I don't know what that looks like. And look, if Twins fans are upset now, wouldn't you be more upset if you hear the word prospects? Because we hear that all the time with regards to trades, right? Prospects. When we traded away Nelson Cruz,
were upset.
What was Joe Ryan?
Prospect?
He was a prospect.
Yes.
That's turned out. So now what do you want? Now you want to move on from said prospect that's an all-star? I'm not ready for the Joe Ryan experience to be over. Because I don't think that we've seen the best of the Joe Ryan experience.
No, I don't think we have either. I really think, Henry, at the end of the day, I think Joe Ryan's got the best stuff on the staff. I think that the ceiling is the highest out of everybody. And let's consider this. For as much consternation as this front office has taken with some of their trades, and rightfully so, mind you, I mean, this front office is not without criticism. I think the Pablo Lopez for Luis Arraez, I think that worked out well for both teams. That's a win-win. But you can look at the Jorge Polanco. You know, you got Justin Topa and, you know, I don't know, like $25 in cash or something. I know if you do trade away somebody like Joe Ryan, I know instantly there's going to be gnashing of teeth and the clenching of the fists and saying, we didn't get enough for him. We didn't get it. This trade is going to suck. It's awful. You guys don't know what you're doing. It is a no-win situation. And by the way, from the CCO Talk and text line.
Yeah, Correa got to go. Keep everyone else and buy a new player or two. I'm not in the camp that's parting with Carlos Correa at this point. I'm going to tell you why. This is the reason why. Because I don't know what you can get for Carlos Correa right now.
You'd be selling low.
You'd be selling low, and I'm not ready to sell low. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act as though like Carlos Correa is living up to the contract right now. Who's going to sit here on the radio and lie about that? Do I think that he can play better? Yes. Do I want to sell low on Carlos Correa? Absolutely not.
No, you can't give up on Carlos Correa yet. It's frustrating for Twins fans. I know, we know, we haven't seen, what's the word, vintage Carlos Correa this year offensively? We haven't seen it yet. We've seen glimpses of him getting hot. But at the end of the day, you're talking about a veteran with a large salary. I think one thing we have to keep in mind, Henry, that if we feel like the contract for whatever reason might be a little bloated, well, guess what? Other teams are going to think that way too. And do you think the Twins are just going to eat a significant amount of that salary just to move on from somebody like Carlos Correa? That doesn't make any sense either. As frustrated as Twins fans are from the business side, the baseball side, a move like that, it doesn't make sense.
And when you say that, it's almost as though like there are some Twins fans that think that the rest of the league isn't looking at Carlos Correa and they're beating down the door of the Minnesota Twins. When we know that that's not the case, there were teams around the league that had questions about him physically a couple of years ago when they re-signed him.
The Mets and the Giants.
And so I don't think that's being realistic. Like, I think that we can sit here and you can hope and pray and say, oh, you know, maybe there's a team out there that sees Carlos Correa in the same light that they saw Carlos Correa 5 years ago.
Yes.
I don't think that that's necessarily this is not, the case.
This is not the same Carlos Correa that was with Houston. It's just not. He's older. He's got more tread off the tires.
I think he's still good, but I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm. Put it like this: I'm higher on Carlos Correa than I think the average Twins fan. I'll admit that.
I think because you're looking at things outside of just the offense, though. I think when fans are frustrated, we look at it, oh, man, he flied out, and he could have hit that home run the other night against the L.A. Dodgers. Oh, man, you know, he grounded out to short with the bases loaded and the tying run at third base. They look at these situations offensively where Carlos Correa is not coming through this year. And they're like, we don't want him. We don't want him because he's failing. He's overpriced. He's washed up. And the reality is, when you're a veteran, you're going to lose a step. Like, things are going to happen. He's still one of the best defensive shortstops in baseball. But is defense alone worth that contract? To me, that is the sense that I am getting from a good amount of Twins fans.
Well, this is the thing, because somebody on the text line is asking the question, and this is from the 612. Has there been this kind of talk around Joe Ryan? If you do a Google search right now, there are people that are saying, hey, the Chicago Cubs should be aiming to go after Joe Ryan. You should make a trade with the Chicago Cubs.
The Boston Red Sox, same thing.
I mean this when I say this, because, and this is not homerism, okay? I'm a Twins fan. Everybody knows that I'm one of us. Of all of the players on the Minnesota Twins, Joe Ryan might be the last Twin I want to part with.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason why. And I know some of you are like, are you crazy? You'd rather keep him than Buck? Buxton is phenomenal. He's had injuries. Royce Lewis, injuries. Joe Ryan, to me, I feel like there's something there. There's a level there that we haven't seen. People will laugh at this. I would rather trade Pablo Lopez than Joe Ryan.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm dead serious when I'm
because we're talking about what is the future though. You're not. To me, it's like you're not
Joe
talking
Ryan's
about the past.
Trending. I think he's ascending.
Yes, absolutely. And I think for those that are wondering about some of these trades, this is not like you're in your rotisserie baseball league and you're like, man, I want to get rid of these guys. You know what? I'll give you one guy if you give me like five guys and hopefully one of those guys works out. This is not rotisserie baseball. As much fun as we like to play the fantasy stuff, it's not a thing right now. And it's this team. I wonder too, Henry, if, because I was going to mention this later, but I mean, we're kind of already knee deep in it. The ownership situation. I don't know if that plays a role in it, but I just have this weird feeling that there will be no major moves done because you don't know. I mean, if you're the Polads, you don't want to devalue your franchise by getting rid of some of your better players. You don't want to make these big moves with new ownership potentially waiting.
And the other thing that I hate about this conversation, just when we talk Major League Baseball and the trade deadline, is there's only two things that people look at: buyers and sellers.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay pat. Like, that is an option. You don't have to be a buyer. You don't have to be a seller. You can stay pat.
Yes.
The Detroit Tigers are struggling right now, and I'm not saying they're going to fall all the way back to the pack, but I say that just because I feel like in the American League, the wild card is going to be up for grabs. And I do believe that the Twins can be in that mix.
And you're five games out of the wild card, which is like, oh, my God, five games. The thing about that is the teams that have jumped you, you all have series against them. You have series against the Angels. You play the Rangers. You play the Red Sox. You play the Yankees. You play Cleveland. You play Kansas City. You play Detroit. Like, you play all of these teams, I think, without the exception of Tampa Bay and Seattle. I think you play a good amount of these teams. So you get Pablo back. You get Luke Keyshaw back. Royce Lewis continues to get a little more comfortable. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, even though I'm thirsty and I'm going to have to go find my water. But I do think that sometimes just staying where you're at, one thing you don't want to do to me, Henry, when they're talking about the bullpen has been a strength. Don't trade Griffin Jacks and Johan Duran, because you weaken the strongest part of your team. Even with the struggle yesterday, I feel like you get rid of those two guys, what do you got at the end of your bullpen? You got Louis Varland, but it's Louis still unproven.
651-461-9226. Maybe we'll get back to this here a little bit later. I'd love to take some Twins-related phone calls. But coming up next, the passing of a legend earlier today at the age of 71 has me conflicted. We get to that next year on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show. By now you've heard the news, the sad news, that the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, passed away earlier today at the age of 71. It's being rumored that it was cardiac arrest, according to reports. I got to be honest, I'm saddened, but Hulk Hogan's one of those individuals that I have a, what's the best way to put this? I'm saddened at him passing away. And at the same time, I acknowledge that my thoughts on Hulk Hogan as a person changed many, many years ago. When I saw the racism that he exhibited on video. That hurt, man. That hurt. And this is from somebody that I grew up as a wrestling fan. Hulk Hogan, I think that he just took wrestling to another level. I think he took it to another level. Wrestling as it is today is drastically different without Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan made wrestling primetime. Yes, there were other wrestlers that were phenomenal, right? And for me as a kid, like some of my favorite wrestlers, you look at Jerry Lawler, you look at the Von Erichs. There's so many different wrestlers that I loved. But to be clear, Hulk Hogan was the man. I'll say this, and I think that a lot of people may disagree with this. And text me if you disagree, or even if you agree. 651-461-9226. A And you are a bigger wrestling fan at this point than I am. I would say that Hulk Hogan is the, and this is, I think this is going to be controversial, Hulk Hogan's the Michael Jordan wrestling.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. That's fair.
I think that there's some people would dispute that, though. I don't think that everybody would look at Hulk Hogan as the Michael Jordan of wrestling. I do. I look at Hulk Hogan as the Michael Jordan of wrestling. In my eyes, he became just as big as the sport. Like, Hulkamania was the biggest thing. And so, when I sit here and I talk about Hulk Hogan, and as a young kid, just loving the guy, loving the personality, right? But then later in life, just really seeing him just be somebody that I despised, that hurt. I gotta admit, but this is not something that is just one person. This is not a situation in which we haven't seen this before. There are a lot of people that we see that are famous, that are celebs, that are players, that are whatever. And you see them, and then when they get exposed, you feel a certain way about them. And that's me.
Yeah. In my hands, I have a Hulk Rules bandana that I got at the St. Paul Civic Center back in 1990 when he was wrestling Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. I think we separate this into Hulk Hogan, the character, and Terry Bollea. And we kind of had this conversation the other day, Henry, that, you know, there's a difference between the two of them.
Yes. Yes. 100%. The personality part of it is, and that's super interesting. Like, I think that Chris is definitely onto it right there in terms of the personality and the person behind the scenes. Because, look, I think with wrestling, you don't expect that person that you're getting is absolutely the person that is real life. You don't expect that person to be real life. But at the end of the day, yeah, you do kind of, you try to balance what your expectations are with that person. You really do. It's super interesting. Did I ever think that Hulk Hogan was, what we saw on TV was exactly who I thought that he was? No. But the balance there is something else.
Yeah, and Hulk Hogan, to me, when I'm a kid, right, I'm a little Hulk maniac. Hulk Hogan was billed as a real-life superhero. I mean, you got to train, say your prayers, take your vitamins, all of these things. And he was that guy with, you know, he was fighting the evil foreigners, which is old-school wrestling 101. You know, the Iron Sheik, the Nikolai Volkovs. You know, the evil million-dollar man Ted DiBiase, that nasty macho man Randy Savage. Like, Hulk Hogan was our hero. And it's okay to say Hulk Hogan was a big part of our lives because yes. Hulk Hogan was the guy that, I mean, got his feet wet here in Minneapolis. Vern Gagne put him in a great spot with Nick Bockwinkel. He was so over here. But when you go to the WWF and Vince McMahon wants to go global, he wants to go national, it was the right person, the right time, marketed, mainstream, everything.
You guys know the name Jumpin' Jim Brunzell. He joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Goldbaker Hotline. Jim, a pleasure to have you on the show. You have lived this life, man. You're a legendary wrestler. Your initial thoughts when the news came out earlier today that the Hulkamaniac had passed away?
I was shocked, really. And I want to just comment on your commentary. I think it's right on. That's exactly what Hulk was. He was one in a million. He was the golden goose of professional wrestling. He was, you know, 6'7", 310 pounds, articulate, athletic, and he had tons of charisma. And he just wooed. I mean, when he was here in Minneapolis in the AWA, he, like I mentioned before to some other people, that he just, it was just one record after another. I mean, sell out, sell out, sell out, sell out. And I remember I have Sports Illustrated somewhere in my files downstairs from 1985, and it had Hulk giving a nice pose with a single bicep, and it said sports top banana, and it said that he was the highest paid athlete in 1985 at $10 million. So he was the golden goose. Well, I think it could have happened here in the AWA, but it happened in the WWE. So
let me ask you this, Jim. I said this a few minutes ago before you joined the show, because I want your assessment of it, how you feel about my comment. I stated this, and I stand by this, and this is how I feel as a kid that loved wrestling growing up in the 80s into the 90s. I believe in my time, because I was born in 73. To me, Hulk Hogan was the Michael Jordan of wrestling.
I agree. I mean, there was nobody else like him. I mean, when he went to New York and WWE decided to go, you know, global, they took all the top talent from 26 different wrestling promotions in this country. And everybody wanted to go there because they knew that it was a gold mine, that you were going to get paid well and you're going to be in, you know, sellout after sellout after sellout. And it could have been here. It could have been in the AWA, but, you know, there's just different thoughts about the business at that time. And it didn't happen here, but it did happen in New York. And, you know, Vince McMahon was incredible in doing what he did. And, you know, even though he worked us like dogs, but he made unbelievable amount of money, and so did Hulk.
Yeah.
I remember Hulk got paid 10% of the gross of the house. So if it was $150,000, you know, he'd get $15,000 that night. And, you know, he only worked about maybe four times a week, but every one of those, you know, gates were well over $100,000.
Yeah, we're talking to Jim Brunzell, just legendary wrestler, a member of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. He's joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. How well did you, I mean, what was your relationship like with Hulk Hogan? And when was the first time that you ever met Hulk Hogan?
Well, our friendship lasted 45 years. I met him when he first came into Minneapolis, and I think it was the late 70s. 78, 79 in that area. I had opened a gym. It was called Jumpin' Jim Brunzell's Gym in White Bear Lake. And I invited Hulk to open it up. And we had some press and everything. And Henry, there were so many people there inside this gym that I was afraid they were going to knock I had just spent $3,000 on mirrors throughout the gym. And it was only 5,000 square feet. And they were packed. Elbow to elbow, and he came. He was with Gene Okerlund, and it was just sensational. I mean, the White Bear Press covered him, and Terry was a good friend to so many people. He helped so many people in this business, and I've heard a lot of remarks about him making racism.
I was gonna ask you about that because as a kid growing up as an African American kid. I loved Hulk Hogan. I got to be honest with you that I loved him, but when I saw that video and those things were said, it did hurt, Jim. It did hurt, and my fandom really waned in that moment. What type of person did he come across to be to you? Because I'm not going to sit here and act as though like I'm some perfect person that has never sinned and I have no flaws. Everybody has stuff, right? We all know that everybody's got stuff. But how did that play out in terms of like when you saw that stuff come out about him? Because I think that is for some people that is part of his legacy too, unfortunately.
Well, I'm telling you this honestly. I was around him many, many, many times. And I never heard him say one thing off color, racist about anybody. Never. And I don't know that. I don't know where that came from. And, you know, I've been asked about that a couple times today. And I said, I just don't know what your people are talking about. And then I realized that, you know, they said that he said this and he got booed in L.A.,
yep.
And I think the reason why he got booed in L.A. is because he's a Trump fan. So, you know, that might be besides the point. But Terry Bollea, as I know him, was a very good Christian. He tried to help so many people, and he didn't drink. You know, he smoked a lot of pot, but he didn't drink. You know, I mean, he never drank, and he was just a wonderful guy, and they just ran him to death. You know, Vince, I mean, he made Vince so much money. It was unbelievable. And, you know, I met his first wife, and I remember his young kids. And, you know, he's lived down in Florida for a long time. And here's the deal. Hulk, you know, for his finishing hold, would hit the ropes. His guy would be laid in the middle of the ring, and then he'd hit the ropes, and he'd jump up in the air, and he'd do a leg drop on their chin or their neck. Well, he weighed 310 pounds. When you jump up in the air 30 inches, you got all that weight coming down right on your sacroiliac, and it ruined his spine. He had 10 different surgeries. The last surgery he had, was last November or December, and he was on the operating table for 10 hours.
Mm.
And consequently, it affected his neck, and just in the last month or so, I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him for about 6 months. He's got a bar down there in Clearwater, and he does his own thing, and I respect him. And occasionally I'll call and leave a message. And I know he was up here in Minneapolis, you know, promoting his All-American beer, and I couldn't get a chance to see him. But, you know, he was a great guy. And he was just what pro wrestling needed at that time, you know. And I'd mentioned to people when I saw him in Japan. I was in Japan working for the opposition. He was working for New Japan, and I was working for All Japan. And he was wrestling Antonio Inoki, who I think he might have boxed. I don't know if he boxed Muhammad Ali or what, but this Inoki was really a skilled wrestler. I mean, he was 6'4", 265. And Hulk and he had an incredible match where Hulk got down on the mat and was reversing. And it was just spectacular to see this big guy wrestle with the, you know, the authority and maneuvers and just the athleticism that he had.
Well, let me ask you this. And by the way, okay, I've got friends from college that are listening to the show right now, and they are fans of yours. I got people texting me from Atlanta. I got people texting me from like New Orleans. So you got, there's some Jumpin' Jim fans out there listening to the show right now. Let me ask you this.
I thought they were all dead.
Let me ask you this.
76 next month, Henry.
Hey, you're young, man. You're young, man. 76 is not 76 ain't old nowadays, man. It's not.
No,
and the whole passing away at 71, that's kind of surprising, you know, to me, because 71 is rather young. But let me ask you this. And when you look at Hulk Hogan, would you say, what do you say was bigger, his actual wrestling talent or his personality that evolved from wrestling? Because I would say his personality was actually bigger.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
The way he interviewed, the way he talked, I mean, that's what draws the crowd, and the fact that he was athletic in the ring was just more power to him. I mean, you know, some of the greatest talkers, interviewers in this business, you know, were the Crusher, they were Dusty Rhodes, there was a superstar Billy Graham, and then Hulk, and you know, it just goes on and on. And those, and Bobby Heenan was the best of all of them, and those guys put those seats into the Civic Center, you know, on a sellout, you know, every month.
That's something. All right, so I guess in closing, you know, when we look at, because when we talk about sports, and you know this because you've been around it a lot longer than me, we say that there are certain individuals, you look at them and you say, never going to be another one of those. Right? Like right now, right now in basketball, you know, the way that Steph Curry has changed the game in the NBA, there's never going to be another Steph Curry. It's a guy that's like 6'4", and he shoots better than anybody that we've ever seen. In wrestling, we'll never see another Hulk Hogan, correct?
I won't say never, because the business is oversaturated right now, and the business has changed so much since I was in it, I can't say anything complimentary about it. it seems to me that the two major divisions, you know, WWE and the AEW, they're the same. I mean, you know, nobody's, there's no humble, there's no humbleness. There's, it's, everybody's brash and everybody's this. And then during the match, you'll have two or three people running in, and then they, you know, it's just, I just can't watch it anymore. And you know, I remember when I first started training with Vern Gagne, you know, it was a battle. It was a battle between good and bad. That's what, you know, Vern more or less said. And I remember I had 3 one-hour draws with Nick Bockwinkel in St. Paul, Denver, and Winnipeg. And, you know, Nick was about 16 years older than me. And at the end of the match, I could barely walk. I was so tired.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But he was a great champion. But, and, you know, him and Hulk had just incredible matches. And I just feel bad and shocked. And it's funny because tomorrow my wife and I are going on our 50th anniversary cruise to Alaska, and I know I'm going to miss his funeral. And it just, it hurts me because he was so good to me. And, you know, may he rest in peace. And you know, you know, all of our heroes are dying.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I appreciate you coming on the show and talking about the legacy and just the friendship and giving us some perspective and insight on Hulk Hogan. You're the pride of White Bear Lake, my man. I appreciate you giving me some time tonight.
Thank you, Henry. I enjoy your show.
All right, I appreciate it. That's a Jumpin' Jim Brunzell joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a brief pause, come back, wrap up hour one, and we'll do that next. All right, let's get a quick phone call before we head to the top of the hour break and transition to talk Vikings with Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. Let's go to Jeff in Stark Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Henry, I know we're short on time, so I'll try to be fast.
All right.
I actually had dinner with Hulk Hogan.
You had dinner with Hulk Hogan. Tell me if you could give me the story in 90 seconds or less.
Okay. Do you remember the Radisson on in Plymouth on 494 and Highway 55?
No, I probably wasn't old enough.
Okay. And there was a restaurant in it called the Radisson Tozai, a Japanese restaurant.
Okay.
We went there for my 30th birthday in 1982.
Okay.
And
yeah, I definitely don't remember this.
Yeah. And anyway, their protocol was, you know, the meals were cooked on this fire right in the center of the table.
Okay.
And they wouldn't fire up a table unless it was full. Mm. We got there, and they said, all we have available is a table for 8. Do you mind sharing with other people? No, that's just fine. Who was there? Hulk Hogan, his wife, and another couple.
Wow.
And it turned out he and I have the same birthday, August 11th. Mine, 1952, his, 1953.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I spent about a three-hour evening with Hulk Hogan and his wife and friends.
That's awesome, man. Hey, that's awesome.
I like that.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Stark Rapids. By the way, a text line, H. Lake, great segment with Jumpin' Jim. Look. Jim is a definite legend too. Like I'm dead serious when I say I got friends from college that are texting in about Jumpin' Jim. Another one from the text line for the 952, because they had questions about the Christianity and stuff like that. Whatever.
Yes, yeah.
But they also say no shade on Jim. Fun mm-hmm. interview. Appreciate the response from you. I know you replied back. But yeah, look, it's not controversial to say that his legacy is tarnished by that. Like it wasn't just hearsay. It was on video. Like we have the audio of him saying that, you know, that racial slur. So, you know, it is what it is. All right, coming up next, training camp has started for the Minnesota Vikings. Let's talk to the Purple Insider, Matthew Collar. He joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.